Exclusive: Retired Navy SEAL Jonathan Gilliam on preparing for potential terror attack, have a plan of action. By Catherine Hamilton on November 12, 2023. After the horrific Hamas terror attack on Israel on October 7 and considering the porous U.S. border under the Biden administration, Americans must have a plan of action in case terrorists strike domestically, said Jonathan Gilliam, a retired Navy SEAL, former FBI agent, and author of Sheep No More: The Art of Awareness and Attack Survival. Awareness is the key, but also, you have to forward think about these things long before something occurs, right? You can't wait until you get into something to try to figure out how you're going to get out of it, Gilliam said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday, offering advice on how to prepare for the possibility of a terror attack in everyday life. You have to think like an attacker in order to understand who, why, when, where, and how you could be attacked, he added. And that's really the only way that you can truly make sure that you won't get caught up in something. Listen. Gilliam advised Americans to take inventory of the different sectors of their lives, like their home, their morning commute, their workplace, their church, etc., and look at them from an attacker's point of view to assess for vulnerabilities. Because attackers are looking for a big, big bang for their buck, he said. For example, it's a celebration, there has to be people there, that's a vulnerability. Church, they don't lock the front doors, that's a vulnerability. You have to think like the attacker, and then you use that, you reverse engineer it. It's very simple, he said. And that's what people should start to think today, become warriors in your mind. I'll give you an example. Ariana Grande in Manchester several years ago, I was there this last year. I went to the same place where the attack happened, stood in the same place where a guy blew himself apart. Had you gone to that concert and determined that the exits are a likely place for somebody to detonate a bomb, and said, well, I'm going to leave 10 minutes early, you would have lived, he said. But if you got up with everybody else and flowed out the way they did, then you had a chance of getting hit. Gilliam said that between hundreds of thousands of unknown migrants pouring across the border from 160-plus countries, including terror suspects, and the fact that many people are a lot less aware at special events and in their daily lives, there is a stronger likelihood of another terrorist attack or attacks in the United States. So when you combine those two things, what you see is what happened in Israel is totally possible of happening in here, he said. If they can do 5 attacks simultaneously in different cities, our federal government is going to be stretched to the point where they may have to bring in the military because they won't be able to handle it over a period of time, he added. So we have to realize that this nation is in a very bad place, and the likelihood of something happening is far greater than it was September 10, 2001. This world is a very strange world now. It's getting more strange all the time. You have people celebrating and giving money and support to the same ideology that took down the Twin Towers, crashed a plane in Pennsylvania, crashed a plane into the Pentagon. It's the same ideology, it's fundamental Islam, he continued. Those people are useful idiots. But the other people that walk around right now, in this day and age, are walking around and not realizing the danger that we're in when something occurs. And I can almost guarantee you it's going to occur. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.